This year, we'll cover the material from Yudalit Amud Aleph through Yudalit Amud Beis. We've discussed up until now some of the various details regarding Maaser for various plants and vegetables and fruits. And we're going to go over some of these halachos again. So as we know, I've mentioned this several times now, vegetables go based on lakita. They go based on the gathering of the pri. And therefore, in the scheme of things, if you assume that the cutoff date is Rosh Hashanah, which we do, and the way the Torah sets it up, that Rosh Hashanah comes before Sukkot, and Sukkot is the harvest season from the previous year's stuff. So we've mentioned already that there are going to be some things that go based on the previous year and some things that go based on the next year. Things that are already a third grown will go based on the previous year. If it's a Peros HaElon, if it comes from a tree and had Chanat in the previous year, it'll go based on the previous year. But Lakita will go based on the current harvest cycle. Therefore, the new year. That's appropriate hakdama, appropriate introduction to explain the following Gemara. Even though, according to Rashi, Peros, Yerakos, they have a din of Maaser Midrabanan, the Gemara still gives a source as to how we know they go based on Lakita. And the Gemara explains, Tanya Biosek Lili Omer, Ba'asbecha Migarnecha Umi Yikvecha. The Pasuk says, when you gather up from the Goren, from the Yekev, from the threshing floor, and from the winery. Just as we find that grain and wine and grapes grow based on the rainfall from the previous year, meaning from before Rosh Hashanah, and that's why we say Hava Ashlish is the determining factor for them. So Miss Astrin Lashana Sha'avra, you'll take Maaser based on the previous year. So to anything that grows based on the previous year's rainfall, meaning, let's say, an Elon that's blossoming takes place during the previous year. Miss Asun Lashana Sha'avra, that its Maaser goes based on the previous year. So Yatu Yirako Shekdeil Mamishana Haba, U Miss Asun Lashana Haba, that comes to exclude Yirako's vegetables that grow based on the coming year's rainwater. And therefore, their Maaser goes based on the coming year. Now again, Rosh Hashanah is still a determining factor, but assuming this system where Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff point between before Sukkot and after Sukkot, so Sukkot being the harvest season, you're going to harvest your vegetables then, and you're going to take Maaser from that year's harvest crop. That's Rabbi Yosef Lili's position to explain why Yerakos, we take Maaser from them during the coming year, during the harvest cycle, because they grow based on that year's rainfall. And as Rashi has explained to us before, that means that if you were to cut them, they would regenerate. So they grow based on the current rainfall. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Kiva takes a different view. But asbecha migarnecha miyikvecha magorin v'yakev miyuchadim shigdei lamarov mayim. Just the goren and the yakev are unique, that they grow based on only rainwater. Umis asun l'shana sha'avra, and they, therefore their maaser goes based on the previous year before Rosh Hashanah. Meaning Hava Ashlish before Rosh Hashanah, Af Kol Shegdei L'Marov Mayim Misas L'Mishana Sha'avra. So to anything that grows based on only rainwater, follows Goren and Yekev for their Maaser cycle. Yatu Yerako Shegdei L'Malkol Mayim Umisas L'Mishana Haba. That comes to exclude vegetables that grow on any source of water, and therefore their Maaser goes based on the coming year, the year of Lakita. That Yerakos grow based on any water, and since any water contributes to their growth, so then whenever you water them, they're considered distinct from Goren and Yekev, and therefore we go based on the Shas Lakita. So Gemara says, Mabinai, are there any differences between Rabbi Yosef Gli and Rabbi Akiva? That the reason why Goren and Yekev goes based on the previous years because of that year's rainfall, or because it only uses rainwater? Well, let's say we could find a case that, or in the other direction, that vegetables go based on Lakita because they use all forms of water, all forms of water according to Rabbi Akiva, or even the coming year's rain according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, that year's rainfall. So the Gemara says there are the following differences. Amar Biabahu, Bitsalam Hasarisim, Paul Mitri, Ikabinayu. These two different types of vegetables. Bitsalam Hasarisim, which are bitsalam that are not grown in a normal fashion. That their process of growth is not like other onions. Upala Mitzri and Egyptian beans, which we discussed before, can be grown for two different purposes, either for the purpose of zera, for the purpose of the seeds, or for the purpose of the vegetables. If the purpose is for zera, then a tree like kidneys, which go based on hashrasha, that's dafi gimel. If the purpose is for the fruit, so they go based on lakita. But the Mishnah explains. The Mishnah says, in Shavuos, Bitzalam Asarisim, Upala Mitzri, these different types of vegetables, which we would traditionally go based on lakita, Shemana mehamayim, let's say right before Shavuos, you stopped watering them. So normally we would say go based on lakita, and it should be in the coming year. And if they had lakita during Shavuos, they would have kedusha Shavuos. But now you stopped watering them, shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. So misasim l'sha'avar mutarim b'Shavuos. It's a big chiddush. We go based on the previous year, and then they don't have Kedusha Shavuos. That only makes sense according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, because in this case, despite the fact that there are vegetables that normally go based on Lakita, they were grown based on the previous year's rainfall. And if they're grown based on the previous year's rainfall, they're treated like Tevua. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that's not a din in previous year versus the coming year, but rather a din in what sustains them. Is it didn't make gishamim versus everything else? We wouldn't treat them any different than other vegetables. We would go based on the current year, and therefore they would have kedusha shviyas. So the Gemara again wants to know: is there an afkamina between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva, given the different reasons how they explain to the chilukim the distinctions between tevua and yirakos? And the Gemara found the perfect afkamina: a case where their growth is based on the previous year. Because if you assume that the reason why vegetables are different is because they use other forms of water other than rainwater, then it wouldn't make a difference, despite the fact that you changed the growth process and you stopped watering them early, wouldn't make a difference. But if you assume it's based on the difference between when they grow on the previous year's rainfall or this year's rainfall, it would make a difference. But the Mishnah ends, V'im lav, but if you didn't stop watering them early, Asur and b'shvius, they have kedusha shvius, umis ash mishana haba'a, and therefore they go based on the coming year's Meister cycle. Why is that? Because if you water them even a little bit within 30 days before shvius, so we'll see that the explanation is they draw nutrients from the ground. They have yinika. They draw nutrients from the ground even past Rosh Hashanah now, because one little watering session during those 30 days will sustain it for even more than 30-day period. Therefore, even after Rosh Hashanah, they're still drawing nutrients from the ground, and therefore they go based on the coming year. And that's the difference between Rabbi Yosef Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. So even though we paskin that vegetables go based on Lakita, you'll have a distinction between the different reasons. One reason, again, is that there's a distinction between this year's rainfall and last year's rainfall. That's Rabbi Yosef Haglili. And Rabbi Akiva is a distinction between rainfall and other forms of water. And then if you have a case where last year's rainfall is the determining factor, then according to Rabbi Yosef Haglili, they'll go based on last year, meaning like other vegetable, like other things that have hava ashlish, even though it's based on lakita. And according to Rabbi Akiva, they'll still go based on the coming year when you actually take meister, when you actually gather them together. Rashi elaborates on these details. Rashi, which is several lines down in the skinny lines in Rashi. So, mikan samchu chachamim. From here, the chachamim have a smach, a reason to rely on. Likvoa zman maiser yerek de divrayam achar lakita. To establish the zman of maiser yerek midir abanan based on lakita. Vasma lasmachta ba'alma. Again, according to Rashi, there's only dindir abanan, so it's lasmachta ba'alma. Kol asif shalcha yehei kitrumas gorin v'yekev. Anytime you gather things in, it should be compared to Trumas Goren V'yekev. Shehocha behen Torah, achar shana shehevi ashlish. The Torah went by them based on the year in which Havashlish took place. Hare shehocha behen achar shana shegadlo b'meimeha. Because there we see that, why Havashlish? Because that's when the water caused it to, that's the year in which, whose water contributed to its growth. Shavashlish shalahen hi gidei lasan. Because its gidol, its growth, is considered its Havashlish. That that from that time you can do ktsira even bedochak, even if necessary, even though it's not the best form of ktsira. Afkol, so to ilanos, let's say v'chule lekachalchu beilan achar chanata, because that's the year whose water contributed to its growth. Shalkol gedelas peirosav ayedei shahalas sraf ha'ilan lifnei chanatahi, because the growth of its pre is based on the fact that the sraf, the sap, causes it to be so. Yatsu yirakos, that comes to exclude vegetables, shegidelim al mei shana haba'a, that grow based on the coming year's worth of rainwater, v'hanu shnas likitasan, and that's the year of its likita, of its gathering. Shari gozin osa, because they would cut them down, v'chozaras v'gidela, given the fact that it would regenerate and grow again, we know it grows based on the current rainfall, meaning next year, with Rosh Hashanah being the break in the middle. That's all Rabbi Yosef said, Glili. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a chiluk between Rov Mayim, He Migsham, that only refers to rainwater, Sherov Zraim Gedelim Ayadim, because most plants grow based on rainwater, versus Al Kol Mayim, all water, Afkol Afal Sheuvim, even drawn water, Shedolin Umashkin Osan Tamid, that they draw from the well and they water them with that, Ke'inyin Shenem Arvishkisa Barachal Gana Yarak, Stam gana yarak darchu bashka, because when it comes to a garden, it's traditionally watered through drawn water. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you have the following. Rabbi Yosef said, "We have the following nafkamina: bitzelim asrisim called tzipoli belas she'in nasim gidulim kishar bitzalim. They're different than other onions. Upola mitzri shizural liyarek, or beans that are sown and grown for the purposes of vegetable. Dizerol is zara kitnisi, because if you grew them for their seeds, then they're just kitniot, so just legumes. Velo halchubal achar hashrasha, and we all go based on hashrasha for them. So ika binayuk, gon shemana mehamayim. Let's say you withheld water from them. Velo hishku shloshim yom lefei Rosh Hashanah, and you didn't water them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Vilaktan achar Rosh Hashanah, you did lakita for them after Rosh Hashanah. And then you have the nafkamina. So in this case, even though the lakita happened after Rosh Hashanah, we still might go based on before Rosh Hashanah. V'chihamas nisin etzam sachashvius b'tzalim hasirisim. Rabbi Yosef Glili islay hamas nisa. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds of this mishnah. Tekevan shemana mayim shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Since you withheld water for 30 days before, nimtzao gedelim al meishana shavra, that causes it to be grown on the previous year's water. Rabbi Akiva, Hari Gedelim Akol Mayim Misashon Laba, and according to Rabbi Akiva, they grow based on all the water of the year, and therefore you still take them take mice from the new year like other things. Beferish Romim, Beferish Ipcha. There are those. There's a tradition that Rashi quotes here that explains the machlokas in the exact opposite direction. Rabbi Akiva, Islay Hamas Nisan Shemana Mam Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Misasher LeShavar. Really, this Mishnah fits Rabbi Akiva. Again, we explain the Gemara according to the first day, and Rashi, the Mishnah fits Rabbi Yosef Glili. Now, Rashi, in the Kodesh tradition, explains the exact opposite. It really fits the view of Rabbi Akiva, holds that goes based on that the reason why vegetables are different is because they're grown from all water sources. Why? Rabbi Akiva islay hamas nisan shemana mehamayim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah misas l'sha'avar umefarish tami b'tam yusham. The Yusham explains. Amr Rav Mana, Mikivan Shemana Mehamayim Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Naasu Kebaal, because you withheld water for 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, they're treated like a baal, like a field. Klomar Zman Chiyuvan Lemaiser should be Kilefnei Rosh Hashanah. Tehem Lo Nistapku Mikol Mayim, because they were now not they're not being treated, they're not being nourished with all forms of water. Shein mayim shu'uvim zeh shloshim yom, kiim megisham. They're not being given mayim shu'uvim for these 30 days for the next year cycle. They're only being given megisham because you stopped watering them. So yatsu mitaras yurakos hagedeim al kol mayim. Now they're out of the halacha of yurakos that grow based on all forms of water. V'nichesu mitaras sadeh habal. And now they're treated like a field. To mistapik megisham, that only use megishamim. Umis arsim l'sha'avar. So you can have two different reads of this Mishnah in opposite directions. One read treats like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that by giving it its last year's rain, water source, we treat it like last year. One read fits like Rabbi Akiva that by withholding water, it's now no longer treated as if it gets water from all sources and therefore goes based on the previous year as well. Rashi continues, Darchan shall betzalim hasrisim upol amitzri limnoa mehamayim she'uvim parak ech lefnei lekitasim kedei lahakshosan. The way in which you these things grow, these betzalim hasrisim, these pol amitzri, is that you withhold a little bit of water for at least one time period before they're gathered in order that they should become hard. Lefikach chilkum chacham mishai yirakos, therefore the chacham distinguished between them and other vegetables as well. Aval shai yirakos she'in darchan bekach. But shai yirakos, who that the normal practice with them is not this. Even if you did withhold water, it wouldn't do anything. Moreover, Rashi continues, bitzalim, so that's exactly why they're different than other vegetables, just to reiterate the point, that other vegetables withholding water wouldn't change the halacha. Bitzalim asrisim mistapkim lishana bahashka'a achas lishloshim yom vios. So this is something we mentioned already, that bitzalim hasrisim, they only need one hashka'a for 30 days, and that suffices. Lefichachim hishkan besoch shloshim yom lefnei rosh hashana nimtzeis hashka'a zos me'aslam b'shvias, because therefore if you do give it a little bit of water during that 30-day period, that hashka'a even applies for during shvias. Lefichach asurim b'shvias, therefore they have kedusha shvias. As if they've grown during the coming year's water cycle, fitting the Rabbi Yossi Aglili's read. Because the hashka still applies to them, it still works. Aval yerek shadarchuli gazes, but yirakos that you cut them down, tzarch lashkos utamin, you need to always water it. Even if you withhold it for 30 days, it doesn't do anything. Because it always needs more water. V'lenasabam chacham chiluk lefi she'in darachem b'kach, and chacham didn't give such a chiluk because that's not the traditional practice for them. U'mil slosh kich lehi, and that's not common. Therefore, there's a distinction Rashi is pointing out l'halacha between yurakos and other forms, and bitzalim and polamitzri. Bitzalim and polamitzri, we can be koveya based on the previous, based on the fact that by withholding water, they go to the previous year because they don't need to have been watered all the time, because they either stiffen in that way, or a little bit of water will maintain them for a long time. But yirakos, there's no such thing as being moneh for 30 days. Because they always need a constant source of water, a constant stream of water, being moneh doesn't do anything, so therefore, halach lemaisa, shar yirakos will always go based on likita of the year in which they have Lakita done to them, even if that's after Rosh Hashanah. And Bitzalim and Pala Mitzri, if you withhold for 30 days, you'll go based on the previous year, even if the Lakita in fact takes place after Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now we're going to continue in the Gemara by the two dots. The Gemara is going to elaborate again. We're still going back to our Mishnah Daf Beis that Echa Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan is a Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. When is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos? Insofar as Meiser Ilan, as well as the Dinim of Orla, which we mentioned before, on Daf Yud Beis extensively. So again, Ilan we know will go based on Chanata. So it's Chanata before it's Rosh Hashanah. So does that mean that means either before Tu Bishvat or before the first of Shvat? That's Machlok Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, it's the first of Shvat. According to Beis Hillel, it's Tu Bishvat. And that goes based back to the sugya on Daf Yud, I believe, as well for the years of Orla. Because while Netios will have the rules of Orla attached to them, I'm sorry, let me take that back. Orla only applies to Netios, to new saplings, like we mentioned before. So that will go based on Rosh Hashanah being the first day of Tishrei. But Ilanos, they still have Meiser attached to them. Even once you've gotten through the Orla cycle for the 3, 4, 5 years, that all goes based on Rosh Hashanah. Like we've mentioned extensively, Daf Yud, for how much time before Rosh Hashanah you need to be considered a full year. But now we're going to go based on now Ilanos, the primary halacha that's at hand is Meiser. And that's the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the first day or the 15th day. So be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah li'ilan. So the Gemara asks, what's the reason? My taima. Why did Chazal understand that for Ilanos we should go based on the first day of Shvat? Amar Belezer, Amar Boshaya, Hoil V'yatsu Rov Gishmei Shana. Because most of the rainfall of the year has already taken place, because the rainy months are Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, so that's most of the rainwater already. So even up until once we're holding by Shvat, so the new Chanata, the new blossoming, takes place in the coming year. And this is how Rashi explains that by dint of the fact that most of the rainwater has already fallen during the year, the Chanata will now take place during the month of Shvat. But Va'adayin rovt kufa mibachutz. My ka'amar. So the Gemara says, Va'adayin rovt kufa mibachutz. And still most of the tkufa, most of the period of Teves, which is again one of the rainy cycles, has yet to happen. Or the tkufa is not the rainy cycle, and the tkufa is the molad, has yet to happen. My ka'amar, why does that make a difference? In fact, if that's the case, you should say the exact opposite, because rov tkufas teves has still yet to come, so then we shouldn't treat teves as the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos. Hachi ka'amar, af al pi sherov tkufa mibachutz, hol v'yatsa rov gishmei shana. Because despite the fact that most of Tkufas Teves has still yet to come, still in all, Rov Gishmei Shana, Rov the year's rainfall, has already taken place. So again, the Gemara is basically pointing out that despite the fact that with respect to the Tkufos, the seasons of the year, the winter season has not yet finished, and most of it has still yet to come, since most of the rainwater has already taken place of the year's rain cycle, we'll treat it as if it goes on the first day of Teves as the first day of Shvat, sorry, as Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Rashi explains, Rashi Dira Maskil, Be'echa v'Shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. Ve'ein tormin miperos ilan shechantu peros of kodam lachain. And therefore we don't take truma, we don't take meiser from peros ha'ilan that had chanata before Shvat on peros that had chanata after Shvat, like we've seen up until now. Why? What's the svara? Because most of the gishmei shana, most of the year's rain cycle has already come into being. Shekvar avar rov yimos hagshamim shuzman revia, which is the rainy cycle, v'ala hasraf be'ilanos, so that causes the sap to be produced in the trees, v'nimtzu haperos chontin me'ata, and that results in the peros having chanata from right now. But v'adayin rov tkufas teves mibachutz, but most of the teves season has yet to take place. Adayin rov hatkufa lavo, most of the season is still yet to happen. So my ka'amar, v'adayin rov tkufa mibachutz. What does the Gemara mean when it says adayin rov tkufa mibachutz? Kol shekein, that's the question. Tekeim derov tkuv machutz, adayin lo yigi hazman hachanata, v'lam lekvor Rosh Hashanah ad Adar. Because the fact that rov of the tkuv, rov of the season, has yet to take place, so, and it's man hachanata, its blossoming season has not yet happened, they should have delayed being kovei Rosh Hashanah until Adar. So, the Gemara answers no, despite the fact that rov tkufa, the rov tkufas teves, most of the teves season, the winter season, has yet to happen, since most of the rainfall has already taken place, we still go based on the first of Shvat. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis learned in a brisa, two lines from the bottom of the Dalam and Aleph, Maisa Rabbi Akiva, Shalikate Esrog, Be'echa B'Shvat. Rabbi Akiva gathered up his peros ha'ilan, his esrog, on the first day of Shvat, that according to Beis Shammai, we're already holding in the, let's say it was the third year of the Meister cycle, that according to Beis Shammai, we're already holding in the third year, According to Beis Hillel, we're holding still in the second year. You're in the twilight zone between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Nag bo shnei isurim. He took both Meister Sheni and Meister Ani. He treated with two isurim, because two forms of Meister, because he wasn't sure whether to go like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. He was machrif in both directions. Al atzad, on the side that it's the second year, he took Meister Sheni, and the side that's the third year, he took Meister Ani. Turn the page. Echel k'divrei Beis Shammai, the echel k'divrei Beis Hillel, following both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which is exactly the simple read of the Gemara that we mentioned before. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda had a different explanation. He said, "Lo minog Beis Shammai Beis Hillel noagba." It's not that he was machmir for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. He was choshesh for the following minog of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer. Why? Ditznan. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, Esrog shavah le'ilan b'shlosha drachim v'le'yarek b'derech echad. Esrog is the equivalent to ilanos in three ways and to vegetables in one way. How so? In that for some halachos, we go based on ilanos, like we go based on chanata like ilanos, and for other halachos, we go based on lakita like irakos. Shavah le'ilan b'shlosha drachim. An esrog is treated like an ilan for three halachos, la'orla, v'l'ravai, v'l'shvias. That for orla, for netar, ravai, and for shvias, for all these three things, for their cycles of orla and ravai and shvias, we go based on chanata. and for Yerakos b'derech echad, that it's likita is koveh, it's meiser. So according to Rambam Gamliel, there's a distinction. Divrei Rambam Gamliel. According to Rambam Gamliel, there's a distinction within Esrog between certain halachos that we go based on ilanos chanata, and certain halachos we go based on Yerakos likita. So with respect to the cycles of Orla, Ravai, and Shvius, according to Rambam Gamliel, we go based on Chanata, and with respect to Meiser, we go based on Lakita. And if that's the case, even in Esrog, we will go based on Lakita and not based on Chanata. Rabbi Lezer Omer, no. Esrog Shavali Ilan L'chol Davar. In Esrog, we also go based on Chanata. So if that's the case, why did Rabbi Akiva then take Meister for both directions? Because he was being choshesh for both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because according to Rabbi Gamliel, we go based on Lakita, and he did the Lakita right then. So, but it's Chanata was before, but if it's Lakita was after the first of Shvat, that means Chanata was before. So according to, really, 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 he treated it the first day like Beis Shammai. he held Rosh Hashanah was like Beis Shammai. But according to Rambam Gamliel, the coming year's cycle was Koveya, because Lakita is Koveya for Esrogim. And according to Rabbi Lezer, the previous year's cycle was Koveya, because Chanata is Koveya for Esrogim, just like Esrog Shavalil and Chol Davar. So Rabbi Akiva was really being noah like Beis Shammai. If that's the case, he was not being machmir for both Beis Shammai, so which we thought the Pashup Pshat was, that he, if we, again, like we said before, if the Pshat was that he was being choshesh for both Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, then the rationale would be he treated it like after Rosh Hashanah according to Beis Shammai, and he treated it like before Rosh Hashanah according to Beis Hillel. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, it was the third year. According to Beis Hillel, it was the second year. No, that's not the pshat. The pshat was, really, he held like Beis Shammai. And the first of the year, the first of Shvat, sorry, is the Koveya for Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos. So why did he take from both the third year cycle and the second year cycle? Because he wasn't sure what Esrogim have. Do Esrogim go based on Lakita? Like Rambam Gamliel, in which case, it's really the third year because it's after Rosh Hashanah Leilanos, it was after the first Hashvat, or they go based on Chanatah like Rabbi Elazar, in which case it was really the previous year, and therefore the appropriate time, the appropriate Meiser would have been the previous year's Meiser. So the Gemara asks, Umiyav Dinan Kitrei Chumrei? Was it appropriate for Rabbi Akiva to take two Chumras at the same time? Because these two Chumros are sosar each other. Either you assume it's the... Either you assume that's the year before, or it's you assume it's the year after. Vatanya laolam halach kedivrei Beis Hillel varotza lasos kedivrei Beis Shammai osa kedivrei Beis Hillel osa. Meaning, because the Brisa says in other places, really in general, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Varotza lasos kedivrei Beis Shammai osa kedivrei Beis Hillel osa. Now, this seems to be a contradiction, because now we're saying you can do like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel. But what that really, what the pshat really is that once the bas, the fact that we pass like Beis Hillel is based on a bas kol. So once the bas kol came out, and we said the halacha is like Beis Hillel, then you have to follow Beis Hillel. But before the bas kol, it was appropriate to do either like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel. So mikule beisham and mikule beisilf, not to be makel in both directions. Keep the kulas of beishamai and the kula of beisilel. So whenever they had a machlokas, we would go lakula. That's not appropriate. Rasha, that's a wicked thing to do. Mechumre beishamai, mechumre silel, to always be machmer for both directions. Allah vakasav omer, vaksil b'choshech olech. That you're like a fool wandering in the darkness. It's not appropriate to always be machmer in every shayla. Ella ike beishamai bekulein ubechumrayin. If you hold like beishamai, it's their kulas and their chumras. Ike beisil bekulein ubechumrayin with their kulas and their chumras. So if that's the case, then Rabbi Kiva's keeping a chumra. That's not appropriate. Rabbi Kiva is keeping a chumrah that sows itself in both directions. Because if this year was the second year, then it wasn't the third year. And if it was the third year, then it wasn't the second year. So what's Rabbi Kiva doing? So the Gemara says no. Ela'i, so the Gemara says no. Rabbi Kiva, Gemara yistapikle. He had a suffix as to what the appropriate tradition was from Beis Hillel. V'lo yada, I Beis Hillel, again, to explain what the Gemara is talking about here is that there were two views as to what Rabbi Akiva did. Rabbi Akiva, according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Akiva was being choshesh for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he wasn't being choshesh for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. No, he was being choshesh for Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. So to this Gemara's question is going on the Tanakhama. It's not going on Rabbi Lezer and it's not going on Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. It's going on the Tanakhama. Because according to the Tanakhama, in fact, Rabbi Akiva was being choshesh for both Beisham and Beisil to assume that he wasn't sure when Rosh Hashanah Leilanos was the first Hashvat, the 15th Hashvat. So the Gemara is asking, according to this, he has no rights to be choshesh for both Beisham and Beisil. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to be choshesh for both directions. So rather, no. Rabbi Akiva was Gemari Stapikle. He had a suffix as to what the tradition was that he had received from his Rabbeim. V'lo yada, I Beis Hillel be'echa b'shvat hamru, I b'chamisha asar b'shvat hamru. He didn't know if Beis Hillel had said the first of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat. In which case, he just wasn't sure what Beis Hillel held, so he was choshish for both directions. That's all the first view of the Gemara. That's the view of the Tanakhama. So let's go through some Rashis, and then we're going to get back to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Let's go back to Rashi on Yedal Amid Aleph. Deramaskil Shalikate Esrog. And Rabbi Kiva, this whole story, he was Malakin Esrog, Shalikate Esrog, Peros Ilan Esrog, the fruit of his Esrog tree. On the first of Shvat, he took Meiser twice. Shnei Isurim, Meiser Sheni, but Meiser Shnia. For the second year, he took Meiser Sheni, Umeiser Ani Bishana Shlishis, and for the third year, he took Meiser Ani, Shaisa Shnia Nichnasis Lishlishis. For the second year, going into the third year, turn the page. Yedalanam Beis, the top Rashi. Echad kidir Beis Shammai, according to Tanna Kamma, he did for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Echad kidir Beis Shammai, she'amru nischad shoshana, the kvar nichnas ha'shlish mishach ha'sheichel, it's already the third year, it's already the new year. Ve'echad kidir Beis Hillel, ha'omrim who say no, lo nischad shoshana ha'chamisha ha'sarbo. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda argues. We said he wasn't being choshish for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Not at all. He was being choshish for Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar in terms of what the appropriate stage of Meiser do we say for Esrogim. Lo minag Beis Shammai, shnei isurim shnag ba, lav mishum safek Beis Shammai, safek Beis Hillel. He wasn't being choshish for both, concern for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. El mishum safek halacha karmi Gamliel, damar Esrog achar lekita ki yarek. Mishum de darchu ligalo kolmayim vari noka bishlishis. Do we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel that the proper meiser time for an esrog is based on lakita, just like other vegetables, because it grows on all forms of water, and therefore its lakita is in the third year. Oshama Rabbi Elazar damar achrei chanata halchubo. We go based on chanata kishari lanos vari chanat bishnia, and its chanata is therefore in the second year. But again, either way you go, we're presuming that. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva held like Beis Shammai. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. Usually, the halacha follows like Beis Hillel. Ulekame parich imkem pshita le dekvar nichnas ashlishis ke Beis Shammai. What's the question? It's for sure already the third year. So why do you have to keep both of them? So we'll see. Shavili ilan lelech achar chanata leinin arla. This is the first view, this is Rabbi Gamliel's view, that Esrog has three ways in which it's comparable to Ilan. So we go based on Chanata for Orla, Ravai, and Shvius. But it's like Yarek in another way, in the other ways, insofar as it's Shibishas Likita, so Yisturo, that Meister goes based on Likita. Shim Chanat Bishnia. If it's Chanata was in the second year, Vinoka Bishlishis, Mis Aser Kedashana Shlishis Ki Yarek, it's still Misaser on the third year, like Yerakos Lefisha Afu Darchli Gadol Kolmayim, because it grows in any form of water. Halchi Mefarshel Bishmaita Kamaisa the Kiddushin. The Gemara explains that in Kiddushin. But now we're going back to the Tanna Kamma's view. How could it be that Rabbi Akiva was choshish for both? You're not supposed to do that. Varota Lasos Be'alma Parchin and Sefer Reisha. The Gemara asks a steer between the Reisha, which sounds like you can do either Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. But so the Pesach Halach is like Beis Hillel. Umishanin and Kan Kolim Baskol Kam Achar Baskol is a distinction between before and after the Baskol as to when the normative Pesach became like Beis Hillel. But if you want to keep Mikule Beis Shammai and Mikule Beis Hillel, that's inappropriate. But Erev Mefarish Lo B'Machlokas Achas. There's a machlokas that they had. Sheyesh Makom Shenotin Ba Diver Beis Shammai LaHakel. Veish Makom Shenotin Ba Diver Beis Hillel LaHakel. That there's sometimes that Beis Shammai go LaHakel, sometimes Beis Hillel go LaHakel. Gion Kamach Yisaron B'Shidra. Shloti Tamei Ba'Ohel. Beis Shammai Orin Beis Chulios. Beis Hillel Orin Chulia Achas. This is a machlokas about Tumas Ohel. How many links, literally, do you have to be missing of the spine that, that it won't, it will lose its status of Tumas Oel in terms of a dead body conferring Tumas Oel. Beis Shammai says you need two, and Beis Hillel says you only need one. V'chein l'treifa, and so too by a treifa, nimtzu, so you have a kula and a chumra in both directions. Diver Beis Shammai mekilim b'treifa, because you have to have missing two links to be called a treifa, missing one is not enough. The Omer Achetechs are Shtei Chulios, Ubeisil Machmirim Ba, and Beisil are Machmir, because once it's missing one link, you call it a treif and you can't eat it. Umekil in Yin Tuma, but in the same Machlokas, you have an Apsakula for a Chos Tuma. Lomer Shakim and Shechas Rechulia Achas ain't a Metama'a. According to Beisil, once it's missing one link, it's no longer a Metame. So can you be making one both directions and burn the candle both ends that? Insofar as Hilchos Treifa is concerned, you'll say missing two links. Insofar as Hilchos Tumah is concerned, you'll say missing one link. You can't do that. Va'ochez ba'kule be'shamah v'kule be'sivol. Russia, you're a wicked person. Shari dvar of sosim zed zekadeh lahakel. You're contradicting yourself in order to be more makel. Va'ochez b'chumre shneyam. But if you want to hold fast to the chumras of both of them, kisil b'chol shecholech. That's crazy. Hu she'in yodeh lahavchin al milismoch. You don't even know who to rely on. Some are makel on this, some are makel on that. It's appropriate to follow one shita. Then in one machlokas, I hold like Beis Shammai, another machlokas, I hold like Beis Hillel. So the correct thing to do is e kibeshama bekulean ubechum rehan. Ilinyan tuma lo chashiv le chesron bechuya achas lein treifanami lav chisaronhu. If with respect to tuma we don't consider missing one link a chisaron, therefore we machmir. So too by treifa, meaning the chumra in one and the kula in the other. But if according to Beis Hillel, missing one link is called a chisaron, you have to be machmir in both cases. You have to treat it like a chisaron in both cases, whether it's lahakel or lahachmir. But this a position of Rabbi Akiva, according to the Tanakhama, is an internal stira. Whether within the machlokas Beis Hillel itself, that doesn't make sense. No, Gemara is topic like Beis Hillel bal lemevad. He really wants to do like Beis Hillel, but he didn't know what Beis Hillel actually said. They say the first Ishrat or the 15th Ishrat, even though our Mishnah Daf Beis has the view of Beis Hillel recorded as saying the 15th Ishrat, and the view of Beis Shammai saying the first Ishrat. Still, in all, he wasn't sure what the correct Shmua, what the correct message b'shem Beis Hillel was. Okay, now we're going in Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's view. We're about halfway through Yadala Beis in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Lo minag Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nagba. He wasn't being choshev for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ela minag Rabban Gamliel, who holds that Esor goes Beis in Lakita. Rabbi Lezer Nagba. Be'echa Vishvat. So then, Ki Beis Shammai Nagba. But the problem is that, oh, so he's machmir in both directions. Really, the Rosh Hashanah Lilanos is the first day of Shvat, but maybe we go based on Lakita, which is when you gather, therefore it's the third year, or we go based on the Chanata, which is the prior year. But the problem is, how does he have the right to be Noah like Beis Shammai? Because if he held like Beis Hillel, then it's Lakita and Chanata was in the same year. It's all up to the 15th. It's all the previous year because the Chanata was before the first and the Lakita was before the first as well. Was on the first before the 15th. Because according to Beis Hillel, assuming he holds the 15th is the new year. So how can Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda go like Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says, so number one, there's two problems with going like Beis Shammai. Number one, Rabbi Kiva, the Rishonim point out, was actually one of the Talmidim of Beis Hillel, not of Beis Shammai. His Mesorah was from Beis Hillel. And moreover, we pass like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. If that's the case, then Mimanav Shach. If he was going like Beis Hillel, then it was all the previous year, because the Lakita and Chanata happened technically in year two, because the 15th doesn't mean, the first doesn't mean anything until it gets, only matters the 15th. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's all, according to Beis Shammai, you're right, you have a suffix, but you can't go like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, no. Amar b'chanina v'itema rabbi chananya. Hacha be'esrog shechantu peirosav kolum chamisha asar de'idach shvat askinan. This is a chanata u'bedinhu afilu kolum lachain u'mais hashaya kachaya. So what happened here? This is a unique case. This was an esrog shechantu peirosav kolu chamisha asar deidach shvat askinan. That this elon that Rabbi Kiva did lakita of the esrog from, the chanata of its peiros took place before Tu B'Shvat of even the prior year. Why? Because its chanata took place in the previous year. So therefore what? So therefore, it was really from earlier, from much earlier. Meaning, the chanata took place in the second year that you would have been Noag Maeser Sheni. And in Tu B'Shvat of the previous year, it was already Maeser Ani of the coming year. So in fact, we're talking we're basically, this whole case is a new case. It's not a case of the second year going into the third year, but we're way later than that. Really, 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 the Chanata took place in year two, and the Lakita took place in year three. The Chanata took place before Tu B'Shvat of the prior year, in what was halachically the second year, according to Beis Hillel. And once Tu B'Shvat of the prior year happened, then we already were holding by the third year. And the Lakita happened in the third year. In other words, you're right, we're holding by the first day of Shvat. But the first day of Shvat, from the perspective of Beis Shammai's year, is really still the third year, but it's technically the fourth year of the year cycle. Because imagine from the vantage point of Beis Hillel, sorry, that if you go a year ago, so then the 15th of Shvat is really the third year, but the Chanata took place in year two, and then from the 15th of Shvat until the following 15th of Shvat, even the first of Shvat, it's still the third year. It's a very long third year because you have to wait till 14 more days, the end of the third year. So the Lakita took place in the technically the third year, and the Chanata took place in the second year. Ubedinhu afilu kol nachin. And this halacha would have applied even if he had gathered up earlier Kislev, Teves, or any of the previous months. Umaisa shahaya kachaya, but it just happened to be on the first day of Shvat. In other words, the first day of Shvat had no legal ramifications for it being this date. It's a complicated case, but according to Rabbi Chanina, within Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, what happened here was the Chanata took place before Tu B'Shvat of the previous year. But that previous year was in fact the second going into third year. And then he waited a whole long time. From Shvat until Shvat. And you didn't harvest it yet. But even if I had harvested it earlier, I still would have treated it like the third year for Lakita. But really and the second year for Chanata. In which case, really, Beis Hillel was the correct halacha, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the 15th is really Rosh Hashanah, except he was choshish for both Rabbi Yossi and for both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Gamliel. That's how Rashi explains. Let's see Rashi. Rashi der Maskel, ki Beis Shammai Nagba, that he was being noled Beis Shammai, which is not correct. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, da Amar Mishum de Noagba Minag Rabbi Gamliel, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he was Noag the Minag of Rabbi Gamliel, Isra the Meister Ani Kedin Shlishis. That's why he took Meister Ani like based on the third year in King Kebe Shammai Sirle. He told him like Be Shammai. The Nischat Shashana Hayom, that today, meaning assuming that today was the legally significant day, was the day in which the New Year cycle came. Diki Beis Hillel, Lakitasa v'chanatasa b'shal achas havi. Because if you hold like Beis Hillel, the Lakita and the Chanata all took place within the same year, meaning the year prior, because up until the 15th, there was no significance. So no. What happened was, it was the Idach Shvat. It was the year before, the Eshtaket of the previous year. She'esrog dar b'ilano shtayim v'shal oshanim. Because sometimes Esrogim stay on their trees for 2 to 3 years. U'betu b'shvat d'eshtaket. And the Tu B'Shvat of the previous year, Nichnas Hashanah Shlishis, the third year had come in. V'adayim lo yatsa Shlishis, but the third year had not come out yet. Nimtzeis Shechansa B'Shnia, V'nokata B'Shlishis, that its Chanata was in the second year. And you did Lakita 8 months, or 9 months, or really 11 months into the third year. U'bedinu din lokta kol lachin o b'kislev o b'teves. Rashi could have mentioned way earlier than that. Nami havi nogba bezi surim. He would have taken Meisr twice. Misha Minog, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, Ala Meisr Shaya, Becha B'Shvat, Haya. That's one way to explain Rabbi Yossi Rebbe's actions. Another answer is Ravina's answer. Ravina Amar, Kroch Vitani. You have to wrap up all of the words of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda together and explain it like this. Lo Echa B'Shvat Haya, Ela Chamishasar B'Shvat Haya. It wasn't the first day of Shvat. He's arguing on Tanakhama's version of the story. Again, according to the first view of the Gemara, they both agree that the Maisa happened on the first day of Shvat, and therefore he was knowing to Isurim. Two forms of Maisa. No. lo echa b'shvat haya ela chamisha asar b'shvat haya. And or, already according to Beis Hillel, it was the third year. V'lo minag Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel nog bo, and he wasn't being nog for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel together. Ela minag Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lezer nog bo, was rather Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lezer. The same, he comes to the same yisod of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. It's just two ways of getting there. It wasn't that he was being choshish for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel together, but it wasn't the case of the first of Shvat of the coming year. Rather, he's arguing on a Tanakhama in two steps. It wasn't the first of Shvat, it was the 15th of Shvat, and therefore he was being choshish for both views. Let's see Rashi. Rashi explains there mas lo echa b'shvat haya she'im b'chidush shana, that it wasn't a new year. El tu b'shvat haya liver kol nischad shashana. So even according to Beis Hillel, it's already the new year. It's just that it's lakita happened after the 15th, and it's chanata happened before. So the Gemara says, let's do a little more. The Gemara says, Amar on the bottom of Yadal Mabez, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Rav Huna said the following view: Hashda de Amar Gamliel Esrog Acher Lekitaso Isuro Kiyarek. That Esrog, its Meister is like is based on Lekita and not based on Chanata like an Elon. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei. It's Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, like Shar Yerokos, which go based on Tishrei, the year, the Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, depending on when the Lekita takes place. That's the view of Rabbi Gamliel. That again, Esrog is different than other Ilanos. The Gemara asks, Mesive, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Liket Esrog, Erev Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, Ad Shlo Tavo HaShemesh, if you do the Kita of an Esrog on Erev Tu B'Shvat before Hava HaShemesh, before Shkia, the Chazar V'Liket, Misha Tavo HaShemesh, and then you do the Kita after Tu B'Shvat, Ein Tormin Me'asrin Mizal Zeh, Lefisha ain't torn master in Lomina Chadash al Yashan, Lomina Yashan al Chadash. Because it's considered now a new year for the cycle of Peiro, of Esrogim. Not only that, can you not take Meister one for the other? Because one's considered Chadash and one's considered Yashan for the previous year and the coming year. Haisa Shlishis Nichnas L'Ravis. If it was the third year, going into the fourth year, Shlishis Meiser Rishon Meiser Ani Revius Meiser Rishon Meiser Sheni. The third year, meaning the day before Tu B'Shvat, is Meiser Rishon Meiser Ani, and therefore, and the day after Tu B'Shvat, the fourth year, is Meiser Rishon Meiser Sheni. It's the top of Tesvav and Aleph. So that doesn't make sense. Man Shmat Le De Azul Basa Lakita. Who is the view that we go based on Basra Lakita for Esrog? That's from Gamliel. Viktani Shvat. But it says Shvat. So now we have a stira. Because if you hold that it goes based on Chanata, then for sure it's Shvat. Because it's like all other Yulanos. But if you hold that it goes based on Lakita, then you're stuck. We just said before it should go based on Rosh Hashanah. So why are you saying Shvat? That's a contradiction. So the Gemara says no. Ela I itmar, hachi itmar. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Athal Gav de Amar Gamliel, Esrog Acha Lakita Kiyarek, even though Gamliel holds we go based on Lakita, like Yerokos, Rosh Hashanah Shalo Shvat. The Rosh Hashanah is still Shvat. Big Kiddush. Even though usually Peros HaElan go based on Shvat, and Yerokos go based on Rosh Hashanah in the first day of Tishrei, now we have a cross between the two of them, even despite the fact that Lakita is the Koveya, which usually lends us the direction of saying the first day of Tishrei. Still in all, the first day of Shvat, the Tesvav B'Shvat, is the Koveya. It's a Chiddush. So, one more Ha'ara here, the top of Yadal and Aleph. We are four lines down in the Gemara. The Gemara compares the Brice that we just mentioned to a Brice we mentioned on Daf Yud Beis. Ma'ishna ha'asim itani ma'isa shniya nechnesis l'shlishis Umashna hacha titani ha'isa mashlishis nichas l'revius. The legabe, with respect to Yerukos, who we said l'kita, the lashon of the brisa was the second year going to the third year, the second year is ma'aser sheni, and the third year is ma'aser ani. But with respect to Esrogim, it's the third year going to the fourth year. The third year is Meiser Ani, and the fourth year is Meiser Sheni. So why the discrepancy between the two Lushonos and the Brisa? So the Gemara says, no, Nosa Agav Urche Kamash Malan. It teaches me something along the way. The Esrog Kashle Yada, the Esrog tree hurts your hands. It's hard for your hands. The ID de mash mishay be kule alma bishvius lo ton pere ad flashnin, and because of the fact, meaning what does it mean? It's hard for the hands. It means if the esrog trees are very delicate, and if people touch them and shmush with them and touch them, it's going to break the tree. So since many people have been touching it during the year of shvius because the peros are hefker, lo ton pere ad flashnin, it doesn't grow for another 3 years. So that's why we have the third year going to the fourth year, because it takes 3 years to regenerate its growth. Okay, let's do the Rashi's. The final Rashi's Gedal on the Beis. Zira Maslo Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei, which is the Havmin of the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds, we go based on Lakita for Esrog, so therefore it's Rosh Hashanah should be the first day of Tishrei. Kidin Yerek, like vegetables. Ulein Meiser Kamar. Okay, Shlishis Nichlis, and that's the only the Havmin, let's probably see it's not true. Shlishis Nichlis Lerevius, the third year going into the fourth year, Lekaman Parech, which we just mentioned, the Gemara is going to ask on Tesvav and Aleph, Maishnan de lo tana vim haisa shniya niches l'shlishis kitana le'el gavelike yerek. Why does it have the discrepancy in language? So the Gemara asked the question, Manshmat le, who told you that we go based on Lakita with respect to Esrogim? It's Rabbi Gamliel. So why do we go based on the Shvat? We should go based on Tishrei. Amar b'shem min alazar karmel Gamliel sfira le. Therefore we should go based on Tishrei. So the Gemara says no. Esrog kashle liyada. The esrog tree. The Gemara says no. We go based on lekita, even though it's tesva mishvat. Why the discrepancy? The second year and the third year by Yerukos, third year and the fourth year by esrog. Because esrog kashle liyada, kashle etza esrog yadayim mash mishos bo. The hands that move around the esrog tree damage the esrog tree, and therefore it takes 3 years to regenerate its growth. We'll stop here at the top of Tesvav Amud Aleph.